AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Coast Guard continued its search today off the Bahamas for a cargo ship with 33 people on board that lost power and started taking on water after Hurricane Joaquin hit. Meanwhile, Jack Bevan with the National Hurricane Center says Joaquin bumped back up to a Category 4, but should be winding down within a few days.
The maximum sustained winds increased to 155 miles per hour earlier today. They're now down to 150 miles per hour, and we expect the hurricane to gradually weaken for the next 48 hours as it moves into a less favorable environment.
Investigators in Oregon now say the gunman who shot and killed 9 people at a community college was not killed by police, but shot himself. Meanwhile, today, Mercer Medical Center spokeswoman Kathleen Nickel said one of the victims, a 16-year-old, is still in critical condition.
She had a bullet that ended up in her kidney that ended up resulting in surgery to remove her kidney.
Spending bills and regulations are the topics of the weekend political media addresses.
President Obama says no more temporary spending bills. He wants Congress to produce a real budget.
I will not sign another short-sighted, short-term spending bill like the one Congress sent me this week.
Republicans criticized the number of regulations coming from the current administration and vowed to stop them.
This fall, Republicans will put legislation on the president's desk to rein in runaway regulations.
That's Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Online stock brokerage company Scott Trades says the names and addresses of about 4.6 million of its customers were taken by hackers. The company says the FBI informed it of the hack, which took place in 2013 and 2014. This is AP Radio News. The game between number 6 Notre Dame and number 12 Clemson is about to get underway in Clemson. Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney joked that Notre Dame may have an unfair advantage over his Tigers.
I do think it's a little unfair that they brought the Pope into town just in time for the Clemson game. I think that's kind of a low blow.
Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says he likes what he's seen in his team in the early going of the season.
It's a close team. They'll play hard for each other. There's no quit in them. They'll overcome adversity. I think they'll go on the road and they'll battle for 4 quarters.
Sepp Blatter, the head of soccer's governing body, is defying calls from FIFA sponsors Budweiser, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Visa to resign immediately. He's under investigation for alleged financial wrongdoing. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.